Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where it's all tennis all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's Rock underscore and underscore Rally. And on Facebook at facebook.com/Rock and Rally Tennis. Rock and Rally Tennis podcast episode number 147 is brought to you by CareerWonder.com, the ultimate career resource site featuring video interviews of professionals from a wide array of industries, sharing the stories, journeys, and insights about their careers and jobs at CareerWonder.com. You know, as tennis players, we are all familiar with what is known as no man's land, which in general is that area of the court between the service line and baseline. An area of the court in which we are taught early on in our tennis lessons not to aimlessly hang around or loiter. In this podcast, I want to talk about the do's and don'ts of no man's land, including when no man's land may be the best option for your home base. Yep, no need to adjust your speakers, folks. You did hear correctly. I did say when no man's land may be the best option for your home base, but I'll get to that later in this podcast. Let me start by explaining why loitering in no man's land has always been taught by tennis pros as a big no-no. Now, no man's land is like being in purgatory. You're too deep to be short and too short to be deep. You're a few feet inside the baseline, which, again, is an area of the court where many of your opponent's shot typically land. Consequently, you will find yourself having to hit a lot of balls that are right at or near your feet. So you'll be hitting a lot of balls on the short hop or half volley, and also likely to be hitting more than a healthy dose of awkward low volleys. Essentially, a lot of balls that tend to be neutral and or defensive in nature. Moreover, you're not quite close enough to the net where you can hit volleys offensively and do some real damage. So needless to say, you don't want to be hanging around in no man's land if there's no reason for you to be there. That said, and I want to be very clear on this, no man's land is by no means a no-fly zone. You should absolutely look to hit shots from no man's land, especially when the opportunity to be aggressive presents itself. There is nothing wrong with playing shots from this area of the court. The issues arise only if you hang around or loiter in no man's land. Now, I like to tell my players to think of no man's land as if it's a drive-thru, where you quickly get in, hit your shot, then get out. Now, this is typical of the modern-day power tennis game anyway. If you get a short ball or are expecting a shot to be relatively short and attackable, you're going to want to move inside the baseline into no man's land to hit that attacking or offensive shot. An example of when you may want to move into no man's land is if your opponent has a weak serve. It would be prudent to step inside the baseline to try to put some pressure on your opponent and punish that weak serve, rather than laying back behind the baseline and waiting for the ball to get to you and thus allowing your opponent to go unpunished for the weak serve. Another example of when you'd want to move into no man's land is when you've hit a penetrating ground stroke off of which you anticipate a weak or short reply from your opponent. In these and other similar instances, it's to your advantage to move a couple of steps inside the court so you can pounce on the weak return. The key in this situation is to move into no man's land, hit your shot, and move out. Don't hang around there unless there's reason to do so. That said, I'd be remiss not to mention the one exception when it comes to staying in and playing from no man's land. And that is when no man's land is your home base. Now, this is much more common. You see this with senior and super senior doubles, where the agility of the players tend to be a bit limited, and shots typically do not have overwhelming pace or spin. In these particular instances, playing from no man's land is an ideal option, as it enables a player with limited mobility to effectively cover the court. The players who regularly use no man's land as home base for their rallies are typically adept at hitting balls on the half volley on the rise and out of the air from that part of the court. But other than that, the general principle when it comes to no man's land is you can hit some very aggressive shots from no man's land if you can strategically move in, execute your shot, and move out. So certainly you can play shots from there. Just don't hang around there after you've hit your shot. Because no man's land is a big no-no only when you do not have a purpose for being there. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.